Book 3, Canto 4, Section 3. His prayer sank down in the resisting night. Oppressed by the thousand forces that deny, as if too weak to climb to the supreme. But there arose a wide consenting voice. The spirit of beauty was revealed in sound. Light floated round the marvelous vision's brow, and on her lips the immortal's joy took shape. O strong forerunner, I have heard thy cry. One shall descend and break the iron law, change nature's doom by the lone spirit's power. A limitless mind that can contain the world, a sweet and violent heart of ardent calms, moved by the passions of the gods, shall come. All mights and greatnesses shall join in her. Beauty shall walk celestial on the earth. Delight shall sleep in the cloud net of her hair, and in her body, as on his homing tree, immortal love shall beat his glorious wings. A music of griefless things shall weave her charm. The harps of the perfect shall attune her voice. The streams of heaven shall murmur in her laugh. Her lips shall be the honeycombs of God. Her limbs, his golden jars of ecstasy, her breasts, the rapture flowers of paradise. She shall bear wisdom in her voiceless bosom. Strength shall be with her like a conqueror's sword. And from her eyes the eternal's bliss shall gaze. A seed shall be sown in death's tremendous hour. A branch of heaven transplant to human soil. Nature shall overleap her mortal step. Fate shall be changed by an unchanging will.